USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 people are dead after intense storms struck the southern United States on Saturday. Thunderstorms and tornadoes knocked out power to more than 267,000 customers from Arkansas to Ohio. Tornadoes will be a threat this weekend in Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. This Alabama resident describes a storm in his neighborhood.
Man, this is tornado just came through, just wipe everything out.
Meanwhile, ice is going to be a problem for many from eastern Michigan to northern New York. NATO says two U.S. soldiers were killed and two others wounded by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan. The NATO-led military command issued a statement on Saturday saying the troops were on patrol when their armored vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The Pentagon is not yet releasing the names of the service members involved until their families can be notified. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she's instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. In Yuma, Arizona, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says significant progress is being made on the construction of sprawling barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border.
One thing I want to emphasize is that every inch of the 100 miles that we have constructed is new border wall system. It's not so-called replacement wall as some of our critics has claimed. It is new wall. We have built more walls the 3 years of this administration than the entire 8 years of the last administration. So I think that's first and foremost.
The FAA is investigating how two Delta Airlines planes almost collided Friday night at JFK Airport in Queens. An air traffic controller stopped the two aircrafts from a possible collision. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
President Trump says he feels bad for Queen Elizabeth II. The president told Fox News' Laura Ingraham that he thinks it's sad Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are spending less time on their royal duties.
I think this was a blindside. She was blindsided by this whole situation, and I think it's too bad.
President Trump continues.
She's been, the queen has to be an all-time record from the time she's like 25 and now she's 94. She's never made a mistake, if you look. I mean, she's had like a flawless time.
Prince Harry and Meghan announced this week that they're going to be less involved with the royal family and split time between North America and the UK. Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis believes his NFL career wouldn't have been cut short had the usage of CBD been prevalent several years ago. Davis's career was cut short by injury in 2001. He joins Fox News and talks about his history with CBD.
So 2 years ago, I kind of discovered CBD and started looking around to see how it would work. And, man, it really worked incredible on my body.
As far as the benefits Davis sees from CBD?
So your recovery is faster. A lot of times for me 2 years ago, I had a lot of inflammation in my knees. I had chronic pain. And so it wasn't fun to work out and to be active.
Right.
And so once I started taking CBD, I noticed over about a 2 week period where I was working out, recovering faster, and you just feel better in your daily life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.